Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean and Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grinn. I'm a certified health coach, trainer, and author. And this podcast is for middle-aged men and women looking to optimize their health and get their bodies back to what it once was 10 to 15 years ago. I will give you simple, actionable items to get long-term sustainable results. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. All right, welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grinn. I hope you had a great weekend and happy Tuesday if you're listening to this on Tuesday. Hopefully you had a chance to listen to my interview with author and master certified life coach, Molly Zemek. We touch on all about her weight loss journey of losing over 45 pounds and quitting alcohol. We also got into being aware of our body's hunger signals, the importance of replacing unhealthy food cravings with healthy alternatives, the practice of mindful eating, and navigating healthy eating with three children. So if you haven't already, definitely check out my interview with Molly Zemek. And on today's micro podcast, we are going to touch on a topic that is a very common question among middle-aged males, and that's the guide to losing those love handles, those stubborn layers of fat over your hip area that accumulate over time. And part of the problem is as we age, our testosterone typically go down, our metabolism could slow down, and weight starts to gather around our midsection. But there is good news. With some dedication and the right strategy, we can get you on the right track and help at least get you back to where you were maybe 5-10 years ago and shed some of that unwanted weight. Now, before I go into some of the tips, one of the things we want to understand is that this visceral fat that could build up around your waist, well, this is sitting around your organs and in the long term can increase your chances of heart disease and diabetes. So it's important to understand that this is more than just aesthetics, that this stored body fat can wreak havoc on your body, on your immune system, and cause disease down the road. So there could be a combination of factors that causes this. One could be genetics, age, lifestyle habits, and hormonal changes that happen over time. So don't fret, there's hope. We are going to give you some targeted lifestyle changes that will help improve your overall health and hopefully eliminate some of those love handles that have built up over time. Now, first and foremost, nutrition is key. You can't out-exercise a bad diet. So I think it's important to track your macros and track and pay attention to your macronutrients, your calories, and at least get a baseline of where you're at or what you've been doing for the last however many years. Once you understand where you're at with that, then let's analyze and look, okay, let's replace one of those bad habits with a good one. And I'll give you an example. Let's say something you splurge quite a bit on is French fries. Well, instead of having French fries, we're going to replace that with, let's just say, a baked potato or some boiled potatoes. Potatoes are one of those things that you can eat. It's a starch food. It's a little bit higher in carbs, but it creates satiety. Back in 1995, Susanna Holt from the University of Sydney, Australia, did a research experiment, and she tested about 38 foods, and boiled potatoes scored the highest when it came to the satiety index. So if you do love French fries and you replace it with a baked potato or boiled potatoes, this can go a long way for your health. After this, I would say eliminating snacking is something that you should work towards. We all have a tendency to do it. If there's food around the house or in the office, you know, it's easy to just snack out of boredom. And one of the things that this does, it just adds up over time, and it's something that we don't even track. So I would just stick to three balanced meals and shoot for eliminating snacking. One of the things you could do to help is instead of reaching for that snack, maybe have a drink of water, maybe have a sip of tea, or even coffee, that can help sort of get you through that time period where you're trying to eliminate that snacking. Next is lifting weights. Nothing new there. Weight training obviously can increase your muscle mass, boost your resting metabolic rate, meaning you'll burn more calories while you're at rest. I would say starting out 2-3 days a week would be a great place to start. Total body workouts, especially if you're sort of in an untrained state. If you've been training for a while, perhaps you can mix your splits up to an upper-lower split or push-pull legs. But whatever it is, consistency is key. Too many people start lifting 5-6 days a week. They get burnt out and they don't go back. And one of those things I would focus on why, you know, you're doing total body is if you build a strong shoulder base, it will make everything else down below look, especially your waist, look a little bit smaller. And if we work on lat training, you'll get that V taper appearance as well. So those are just some bonus tips, but obviously we don't want to take out any body parts. I would say most importantly would be legs and glutes because your glutes are your biggest muscle. So obviously we know that muscle tissue is metabolically active. We want to make sure that we're lifting weights at least 2 to 3 times a week. Next, moderate cardio. And it doesn't have to be anything grueling. One rule of thumb I would go by is Dr. Phil Maffetone came out with a formula to understand where you should be at when it comes to sort of getting into that maximum aerobic function and get you into that fat burning mode. And his formula is taking 180 less your age. And so what you'll want to do is monitor your heart rate with a heart rate monitor to stay in that sweet spot. So let's say you're 45 years old and you subtract 180 from that, that's your maximum heart rate should be 135. So that means you'll want to keep your heart rate at or below 135 beats per minute at all times. It's the simplest I have found. It's the simplest, most accurate way to optimize the function of your fat burning aerobic system. So it ultimately slows you down a bit so you can go faster if you want to down the road, perhaps get into some sprints. But start with this moderate cardio. And this could be simply power walking. Let's see, as long as you're sort of staying in that range, 180 less your age, I think that's a great place to start. Next, and I mentioned it briefly already, but drinking water, dehydration is something that we want to sort of combat. And when I say water, I would shoot for mineral water. If not, add some mineral drops in there. At least 6 to 8 glasses of mineral water a day to sort of flush out toxins, keep your body functioning optimally. And also, it'll help prevent overeating as well. One thing I feel strongly about is, especially if you have a tough time staying accountable, is to hire a coach. Having a coach to hold you accountable, obviously offer support when you need it, motivation for those ups and downs that you're going to have potentially have through your sort of fitness journey. And I just think investing in a coach is important because you're not only investing in yourself, but you're also your health, and it'll help you stay accountable and consistent for the long haul. Some other lifestyle changes that do matter, quality sleep. I won't go all into that, but at least aiming for 7 to 8 hours of rest per night. One of the things I like to do is consistently go to bed around the same time and then wake up around the same time, along with keeping a cool, dark environment is really key as well. Also, reducing stress, monitoring your stress is really important. We all are going to have stressors in our life, but I think it's important to sort of engage in stress-reducing activities. This could be meditation, yoga, or reading, or even going for a walk outside can be a stress-reducing activity as well. Losing love handles isn't just aesthetic. It's about maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And there's no shortcuts or overnight solutions. It's about making consistent, sustainable changes to your lifestyle. So you want to make sure that whatever you're doing, you somewhat enjoy it and you stay consistent. Okay, to conclude, the first step might be the hardest, but each step will take you closer to where you want to be. Stay persistent, stay committed, and you'll reap the rewards of a healthy, well-rounded lifestyle. And best of all, you'll finally say goodbye to those pesky love handles once and for all. I appreciate you listening. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. If you love the podcast, would love a review on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever listening device you're listening to. And have a great rest of the week. I will talk to you on Friday with another great interview.
Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there and you've chosen to listen to mine, and I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again and have a great day.